We have in the Parsha Zachris and the Shabbos, the Kodesh, the fourth of the Ten Commandments. So what we want to talk about tonight is an aspect of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kiddush is the mitzvah Zachris and the Shabbos, the Kodesh. To mention Shabbos, certainly midaraisa with words, and midarabanan, according to most opinions, with the recitation of Kiddush over wine. I want to talk about a somewhat contemporary question that has to do with gluten-free, those who have celiac, those who are gluten-free, and they are not really supposed to have breads and mizonos and things like that. How is such a person, koveyasu, how is such a person able to have what we call kiddush b'makom suda? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the different options available and what is on the market as well regarding things for people who are gluten-free. So let's jump into it. There's really one major gemara, and that's the gemara Msachim, and Daf Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph, and this is Sadla Halachim the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reisha and Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah explains this as well. The Kiddush must be b'makom suda in order to fulfill the Kiddush. Da'amar Abaye, Abaye taught, Ki Avina Beimar. When I was in the house of my master, the Rebbe of Abaye was Rabba. Ki Hava Mekadesh Amar Lan. When he would recite Kiddush, he would tell us, Ti'imu Midei, taste some food here. Dilma because by the time you get to the place where you're going to be staying, the lamp's going to go out, you're not going to be able to recite Kiddush in the place where you're going to eat, and you're going to have a problem. And with the Kiddush you're going to hear over here, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah, because there is no such thing as Kiddush except in the place where you're going to have the Shabbos Suda. Now, what does that mean? So, first of all, the Suda has to be as soon as possible after the Kiddush. That's number one. And it has to be in the location where the Kiddush is recited. We learn this from a Pasuk in Yeshayo. The Pasuk says, V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. You're going to call the Shabbos one's delight. In the place of the Oneg, says the Rashba, meaning the Suda, there should be the Kriya, there should be the recitation of Kiddush. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph learns that midrabanan, it's usher to eat before Kiddush. And it's even a problem to drink water. We're more machmer drinking before Kiddush than we are eating before and drinking before davening. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Reish Pei Tes that the Isser of eating starts once there's a Chi of Kiddush, which is the Zman of the Suda. Once it's time for the Suda, so then the Chi of Kiddush is going to begin. Now, there are three opinions about what constitutes Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Tur in Reish Ayin Gimel cites the Gonim, who say it's enough to eat some bread or wine, but definitely not fruit. The Gra explains that Kiddush B'Makom Suda means something that is soed as halev, something that satiates the heart, and this is bread or wine, but it's definitely not fruit, and it would have to be a kezias of bread or a revias of wine in order to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And a revias of wine, according to most opinions, means an additional revias of wine, meaning you'd make Kiddush and you'd have to drink another revias of wine for that to be considered the place of a Suda. The Magen Avraham says that the Gaonim would certainly allow mizonos. If they allow wine, then certainly they'll allow something that's mizonos, that's filling. And Men Rishonim allow, because Men Rishonim allow mizonos for shal shudas. And if mizonos is good just to fill the mitzvah of shal shudas, he says, then certainly it would be good for kiddush b'makom suda. That's opinion number one. The Shilta Giborim on the Rif in Psachim cites the Rias, who says that fruit would be sufficient for kiddush b'makom suda. And the reason is because on Shabbos, all eating is considered chashav, all eating is considered something that is significant like a suda. And the third opinion is Tosos. Tosos there in Psachim says you can only use bread for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the meaning of Ti'imo Miadi. When Abai says in the Gemara, taste some food here, he means only bread. And this is what the Rush writes as well in the last parak of Psachim. So how do we paskin? Is it mizonos? Is it wine? Is it bread? Is it fruit? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Ayin Gimel, and he says that it ain't Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, and he says that if a person eats a kezias of mizonos from chameshes mine dagan, from the five grains, his yotze the suda, just like the gonim. And he says, some are lenient that if I drink enough of a revias of wine on top of the wine for Kiddush, that will also be good. And he says, some even allow a revias of Kiddush wine itself, but other drinks, he says, would not fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda at all. That's what the Mechaber says. If it is the morning and you don't have enough wine, so it's sufficient to rely on the revias of Kiddush wine. in the morning. But for the nighttime Kiddush, you cannot be lenient and use yayin as your suda. And he also says that fruit is never considered a suda. And he says if a person is very weak and they don't have mezonos, they can rely on those who are lenient that fruit works for sudas of shachris, but it can't be relied on at night, says the Mechaber. The revius of wine would work b'shas adachak, and the Chafetz Chaim cites the Gra, his opinion saying that Kiddush can only be by the suda of bread. So how do we come out halacha l'maisa? As we know, the minhag is Kiddush. If you're going to make go to a Kiddush in shul, you have the Kiddush over the wine, the grape juice, then you'll have some mezonos, and that is the minhag of most people. Those who want to go l'chumrah are careful to essentially not eat at a Kiddush unless there's going to be bread. Kiddush makom suda means Kiddush at something that would be your actual Shabbos suda, which would be bread, washing, and benching. And that's how we paskin l'halacha. You have the chumrah of just bread, or the mainstream opinion that mezonos is also l'chadchila. According to those who say that Kiddush b'makom suda can be with wine, there's a machlokas haposkim about grape juice. Do you think that grape juice would work in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda? So here we have a machlokas. Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the Besela Chachma, the Migdanos Eliyahu, Rav Chaim Yosef David Weiss, who is the Dayan in Antwerp, in his Vayan David, they all write that grape juice has the status of yayin in regards to satiating. If you need something that's so it is halev, grape juice does the same thing. And therefore, they say you can use it to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reishayin Aleph that you can squeeze grapes before Shabbos and use the fresh juice for Kiddush on Shabbos. And we don't find any of the poskim writing that this doesn't work for Kiddush Makom Suda. If it comes from grapes, the bracha is hagafen, al hagafen, then it should be treated like wine. Rav Vosner disagrees. He writes in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi that if the grape juice is not considered yayin in regards to Kiddush Makom Suda. Rav Yashav also said as well that yayin works for Kiddush, but not for Kiddush Makom Suda. Since it's a juice, it's not a yayin. Someone with celiac, they say, can use grape juice because that is their Suda and that is their oneg. And that's going to tie into our discussion. So again, lamaisa, one can be lenient to use grape juice so they don't have anything else for their Kiddush B'makom Suda. There is a Gemara in Ksuvas, and that's the only other source I brought for you tonight on the Bar Makomo sheets, is a Gemara in Ksuvas on Daf Yud. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chana Big Datata, Rav Chana of Baghdad taught, Tamrei Mishchinan, Masbien, Mishalshalan, Ma'ashran, Volo Mefaknan. Dates warm the body, they satiate the body, they loosen the bowels, they strengthen the body, but they don't pamper the body. Okay, so what do we see from this Gemara? What's the status of dates in regards to Kiddush Makom Suda? The Prima Gadim writes in Reishayin Gimel here by the laws of Kiddush that eating dates is enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. Why? Because the Gemara says in Ksuvas that they satiate. And this is based on the Magen Avraham. It says, Saidi v'zaini, the dates are something that's satiating. And therefore, if you can't drink another revius of wine, you should be able to have dates in a bidyef in case, according to the Prima Gadim. That's shita number one, that dates could work for Kiddush Makom Suda on Shabbos. Interesting. The Prima Gadim is alone, because the Tosefa Shabbos and the Kaf HaChaim and the Maharsham and the Das Torah and Rav Avadya Yosef and the Chazon Avadya argue and say that dates are zaini velo sadi. They're filling, but it's not a suda, and it's not possible to use them for Kiddush Makom Suda. The Tosefa Shabbos understands that the Magen Avraham that says that dates are soed as halev, it's actually a Tos Sofer. It's a mistake in the Magen Avraham, because we find this idea nowhere else in Chazal. And the Kaf HaChaim says that the Shulchan Aruch writes, aval peiros lo. So says the Kaf HaChaim, you're going to tell me that the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't use peiros for Kiddush Makom Suda, but he doesn't mention dates? It's a funny thing, right? You can't use apples, you can't use oranges, you can't use melons, you can't use kumquats, you can't use pomegranates. But the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you can use dates, but he didn't say it? It's a funny thing. And therefore, the poskim say dates would not be sufficient for Kiddush B'makom Suda. Comes Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden is in two places. One is his Hagos on the Yaivitz in the back of Psachim, Daf Kuf Yadal, and the other is his Morakutsia. Rav Yaakov Emden says that if a person doesn't have bread and they only have other filling foods, then those foods can be kiddush makom suda. And he says if someone is sick and they can't eat bread, they can use these foods as well. The lechem of a person, says Rav Yaakov Emden, is whatever fills them up. That's your lechem. Now, Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe Rechaim Chelik Dalid, he quotes Rav Yaakov Emden, and he says it's a very big chiddush. Who says such a thing? Just because this is what I like, therefore it fills me up, and therefore it becomes bread, it becomes mezonos? It can't be. He thinks that maybe the words of the Yavetz are a Talmud Toeh, that Rav Yaakov Emden didn't write that, somebody else, you know, wrote that instead of him, because the Yavetz never mentions this in the Siddur, he talks about Kiddush. So Rav Moshe says it's better just to make Kiddush on Shabbos without any other foods for the Suda, since there's no reason to fast on Shabbos, just because you can't find anything else. So Rav Moshe holds, if all you have on Shabbos is wine or grape juice, just make it on wine and grape juice, don't have anything else. You don't have to fast if you don't have anything. So just make the Kiddush, you don't have anything else. That's what he says. The Magia, the editor, and the Mor Kutsia says that Rav Moshe must not have seen that in many places Rav Yaakov Emden does repeat this, and he backs it up as well in his own handwriting. And the Tshuvas HaRambam ben HaRambam says that the same advice to people of Yemen who didn't have bread or wine, he told them just to make Kiddush whatever you have. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in many, many Sfarim, is quoted that the Chazon Ish told Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, not Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Zurich. So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was very sick. And the doctors told him he couldn't eat anything else besides vegetables. That was his whole diet, just vegetables. So the Chazon Ish told him, you're still chayiv in Kiddush, and the vegetables are your suda for Kiddush Makom Suda. You'll make Kiddush on Shabbos, and it'll be on vegetables, right? So he'll make Kiddush, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik will then have some carrots, some celery, and that's what he would have for his Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush Makom Suda. There's some discussion about whether the Chazon Ish said it was better maybe to hear Kiddush from somebody else, but based on these poskim, what do we see? That people with celiac can make Kiddush with the suda of whatever their usual foods are. Between Rav Yaakov Emden and between the Chazon Ish's advice to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, what we see here is that if a person only has, these are the foods they're able to eat, because they have an illness, because they have a sickness, then that's their Kiddush Makom Suda. That's their Suda, because that's what they eat on Shabbos, and that's what fills them up. Okay, so let's come lemaisa now regarding people with gluten sensitivities. What are the different levels of food that can be used for Kiddush Makom Suda? Three shitas here. According to Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Kuntres Celiac Bahalacha, and Rav Yitzhak Rubin in an article that he wrote in his Torah journal Heichala in volume 8, it's best for them to use something made from corn flour that the bracha shahakol. Because corn flour and corn meal, a corn muffin or a corn bread, it has tsuras apas. It looks like bread, it talks like bread, it walks like bread. It's bread, it looks like a bread. And therefore you should have something like a cornbread or cornmeal. That's what they feel is the best choice for somebody with celiac or gluten sensitivity. That's going to be the closest thing. The second shita is Rav Rubin writes that if it's possible to spend a little extra money, you should use a very special flour that's manufactured in Israel. You can get it in America, but it's manufactured in Italy. You can get it in America, but it's much more popular in Israel. And it's called Molino flour. It's a brand, M-O-L-I-N-O, Molino flour. And that flour, something we spoke about last year, it's essentially a regular flour that the gluten was removed from it and you're left with the wheat. The gluten was removed. They have either genetic process, whatever they do, there's different ways to do it. Molino flour. And he says he thinks that the person with celiac, the person with gluten sensitivities, may be chayiv to spend the money to get that flour and to make a small amount of hamotzi rolls for themselves every Shabbos. Now, I checked this afternoon to make sure. It's $11 a pound, a bag. Okay? Just to put that in perspective. A 5-pound bag of flour, you can order, you know, you get from to go to the local store and get for, you know, $4 or $5, okay? So we're talking about 1 pound of flour for $11. So if you wanted to make enough to be mafrish challah from this, even if you could be mafrish challah, you'd have to spend $55 for this bag of lino flour. Now, you don't have to be mafrish challah, but from a pound of the flour, you can make enough for a suda Shabbos. People spend a lot of money on a lot of other things for Shabbos meals. People spend a lot of expensive things. So Rav Rubin says that he thinks a person is chayv to go and buy this melino flour if they have celiac. The last shita of what the celiac person should do is Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Celiac Bahalacha, based on the Chaznish, that it's best to make the kiddush for the food that's your ikar suda, the fish or the meat. And this is better than using wine for kiddush, since yain is subject to a machlok, whether it's good for the suda or not. And if a person eats these other types of foods, then he should drink maybe another revius of wine on top of the original revius for Kiddush. And if he hears Kiddush from another person, he only has to drink one revius of wine. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, just to make Kiddush b'makom suda, whatever your usual suda is. Rav Yashuv and Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein felt that wine is better than eating other foods, because wine is definitely a suda in regards to Kiddush. And only if you can't drink wine should you use other foods. And if the person can only eat fruits and vegetables, then they can rely on the sutas. Those are the three shitas. The first shita is something made out of cornmeal. That's Rav Rubin. The second shita is Rav Rubin saying you have to buy this expensive melino flour. And the third is the school of the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which say that whatever your suta is, whatever your main meal on Shabbos is, that's your kiddush b'makom suda. The final question becomes, what about shalosh shudas? The Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Tzadites, that if you start Shalosh Shudas before Shkia, you can continue the Suda past Shkia. Right? We all know this. As long as you start the Suda before Shkia, you can continue. That's what the Gemara says. If you're in the middle and you're only drinking drinks, says the Gemara, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to stop at Shkia. Many people don't know this. If you are not having a proper suda by Shalosh Shudas, and you're only, let's say, you're drinking some seltzer, you're drinking some soda before Shkia, you may not continue after Shkia. The Rashbam says why? Because you're only drinking, you have to stop at Shkia, since drinking is not a davar chashuv. It's not a suda that you have the right to continue. You would need to stop for Havdalah, meaning since the Zman of Havdalah begins at Shkia, you'd have to stop drinking once Shkia comes if you're not having an actual Suda. Tosa says as well, drinking without a Suda is something that's not Kavua, and therefore you have to stop. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you're eating Mizonos, let's say you're at Shul in Shalosh Shudas in our Shul, and you're only having crackers, and you made a Bracha Mizonos before Shkia, and you're in the middle of eating the crackers. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's not kvius, that's not a real meal, and you have to stop. If you're only having mizonos, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you have to stop by Shkia, because it's a sudas arai. It's not a real suda, and you have to stop when Shkia comes, because it's not a real kvius suda. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach on the Shmir Shabbos says, also if you're only eating mizonos, and you didn't wash until Sadaim, this is not a kvius suda, and you have to stop. The Or Litzion says that mizonos can continue. But according to the mainstream Ashkenazi poskim, if a person's only having mizonos for Shalosh Shudas, they can't continue eating past Shkia. Rav Vosner, in the Teshuvah Shevet HaLevi, feels that if you're eating any foods for Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to stop at Shkia, because this is your covered Shabbos, this is your Kviyas Suda in honor of Shabbos. The Shabbos continues past Shkia with this Kviyas, since this is what you're using for Shalosh Shudas. Okay, so you have your machlokas lechatchila, one should try to stop before Shkia if they're only having mazonas. The question then becomes, what does a person with gluten sensitivity do when Shkia comes and they're in the middle of eating Shalosh Shudas? Do you have to stop eating your meal before Shkia if you have gluten sensitivities? So, according to Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and Rav Yitzchak Rubin, when they're eating their usual foods for Shalosh Shudas, they can continue eating past Shkia because that's their Kviyas Suda. They have no other option. This is their Suda. Rav Yashuv is quoted in Celiac Bahalacha saying they can continue the Suda until the end of Bein HaShmashos. I'll give you a little bit more time. Shulchan Aruch HaRav makes such a comment with the Chayadam that you can even start Shalosh Shudas during Bein HaShmashos, so he allows you to continue until Bein HaShmashos. But according to most poskim, if you have a celiac disease, you have gluten sensitivity, and whatever your Kviyas Suda is, you want to continue Peshkia, you're allowed to continue because that is your Kviyas Suda. Okay, and these are the practical advice for those who have gluten sensitivities. Okay?